One, we're calling it to order, and then we go to roll call. Here.
Vice Chair Del Carmo. Regent Carmona.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent Moran. Regent Page.
Okay. Well, we can do non-action items without a quorum. So we will start with item number one, public comment. We will take public comment during this agenda item. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this item unless it is included on the agenda. So you have, I believe we do 3 minutes here. If there's anyone who has anything they'd like to say to this committee, the Business, Finance, and Facilities Committee, this is not the full board for those of you that are in places outside of Henderson. Do we have anybody calling in remotely, or is it all here? Angela, do you know? There's no call in, or? Okay. So then do we have any public comment here in Henderson, Nevada? I see no public comment. We have consent items. That's an action. So without a quorum, we're going to move on to the next. Angela, will you make sure I remember to go back to item number two? Item number three is second quarter fiscal year exceptions, 2019-2020. This is an information-only item, so we can hear it. Mr. Klinger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the second quarter fiscal year 2020 fiscal exceptions report. You continue to see some of the same items that are on this report from previous meeting. The UNR Fire Science Academy continues to be on the report. The UNLV School of Medicine as well continues to be on the report. We do have a new addition to the report, and that is the UNR bookstore. The Wolf Shop, is now on the report. We do also on the CSN report for the dental faculty practice continues to be on the report. They changed the timeline of when they expect the deficit to be gone. They had originally said it would be mid-March, and they're now saying mid-June based on the report, and that is due to the delay in hiring staff there. So with that, Mr. Chairman, that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Klinger. Do we have any questions of the committee? Yes, Regent Carvalho.
CFO Klinger, I'm concerned that we keep having this some of the same accounts on this report. Do we need to look further into any kind of other avenues to resolve these, or is there anything else that we can do to move these along?
Some of these items on here that have been on here for an extended period of time, and we'll use the Fire Science Academy as an example. In that case, until they have the ability to, monetize assets is the term that's used in the report. Until they have the ability to do that, that item is going to continue to be on this report until that is resolved. With some of the other ones on the accounts receivable, hopefully the CSN dental practice one will come off the list. I know when it comes to the UNR Wolf Shop, according to their report, they're looking at contracting some of that, and certainly there's representatives here that can speak to that. So I'm assuming in that case that one likely will come off the list at some point and will. But there are some of them, like the Fire Science Academy, that's probably going to remain on the list for an extended period of time, and I don't know if the institution can give a better timeline on that one.
So Regent Carvalho brings up a great point along the lines of one I've brought up for 4 years now of we really need to revise this report. Seeing the Wolf Shop and the CSN dental practice were helpful, but we got to figure out a way to still have a look at what's going on, like at the UNLV medical school practice plan. So we see how much more it's losing than last quarter. But, you know, like the Fire Science Academy, it's going to be there in perpetuity. Sorry, President Johnson, not perpetuity. But it is something that as they find extra funds, and we know there aren't a lot of extra funds, it slowly gets paid down, and it's likely to be there for another decade. So it's really not instructive for us to have it on a report. Like I said, the Wolf Shop was good to see, and then to hear what UNR is doing in response to that, the CSN dental hygiene plan. But is there some way? I mean, if you can get with some of the with some of the folks at the campuses and figure out what's going to be most useful to give us information that's worth talking about. And I see President Johnson has. Sorry.
Yes, I think Regent Carvalho brings up a really good issue, and we will address that by the next quarter about at least reporting on the steps that we can take to address fire science over a period of time. And as noted by the chair, we actually had an RFP out to let a third party run the bookstore, at least the bookstore portion of the Wolf Shop, because students are in quite a quandary right now. They have a demand by students, and student government is actually working to support the electronic forms of books, and at the same time, supporting electronic forms of books reduces book sales for their own enterprise. So that's why they want to address that. And we have to address that very seriously because book revenues are not returning. They've tried to encourage students to buy their books through the bookstore instead of other places, and that seems not to be working well. So both these items at UNR will get some address or at least a report for the next quarter.
And Mr. Klinger, you were going to...
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if I can just address your question on the reports, because this is something that you and I have talked about as well. And, in fact, we had a conversation at the business officers meeting yesterday about reports in general. And, in fact, we think there are some reports in the handbook that have been there for decades that we think could actually be eliminated. So we're reviewing that. One of the struggles that we have, frankly, is, and I think I mentioned this to you when we brought the state operating budget and maybe the self-supporting budget, is just the process that we're having to go through right now with putting those reports together. And we're still having those same challenges. So part of the challenge of creating a new report is being able to extract the data out of the system to create that report. And so we're still working on the budget to actual report to be able to do that, but it is something that's on our list to refine. And I do think there are some ways to present better information to the committee. I think one of the things that at least internally with my staff that we've talked about is I think one of the things that would be interesting for I think this committee to look at is changes in budget, right? You approve an original budget, but then there are changes made to that budget during the year, and so perhaps there's a report that could be presented to this committee that shows changes in, and I don't know if it's quarterly or if it's annually or what the timing of that is, but I think there are some opportunities there to bring hopefully more meaningful information. Not that this is not meaningful, but it obviously becomes redundant when you see the same things on there every meeting.
Now, we've got a legislative session next year, and, you know, we have elections for chair every June, and with me not coming back after this year, I may not be back. Is there any way that we could get recommendations from the business officers from you at the next BFF about changes to different reports, or is it still too early for that since you got to work through all the workday issues?
I think we can certainly bring recommendations back on what the reports look like. May not actually have the reports, but I certainly think we can bring back some recommendations.
So, I'd love to do that. It's been something that's kind of, I mean, yeah. Mr. Redding remembers when he was in your seat that we've talked a lot about making things easier on the campuses and not make them have to do hours and hours of work on reports that don't have great significance and meaning. So if at my last meeting as chair of this committee, I'd love to do that. If we can't, I mean, I'm not.
Okay.
Great. Any other questions on item number three? I will note for the record that we now have a quorum. Regent Del Carlo is present. No problem. Not a problem at all. We just did some informational items. But with that said, I'm going to go back to item number two, the consent items. Do we have any discussion or a motion on that item? Anyone want to move to approve the consent items?
I will move.
Second. We have a motion by Regent Carvalho and a second by Del Carlo. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. On to number four, which is an action item, so perfect timing. Second quarter fiscal year 2019-2020 budget transfers, state-supported or self-supporting operating budgets. Mr. Klinger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this is a report that has been on the agenda previously, and in fact, most of the time does not have any transactions on it. So this is one of the first times that we've brought this report where we actually had information on it. And what you see before you today are transfers at UNR related to adjusting for the shortfall in the COLA. $673,000. And $15 of transfers to help cover the gap between the 80% and the 64% that was funded by the legislature. They used these transfers to help cover that gap.
Great. My internet has stopped working completely, so I don't even have access to the backup material here. But does anybody have any questions or discussion on this item? Okay. Do we have any – it's an action item. Is there anyone that has an appetite to make a motion?
I will move.
A motion by Regent Carvalho, second by Del Carlo. It's almost a tongue twister, Carvalho, Del Carlo. any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. I'm going off of paper now. Because we have no internet. Okay. Item number five, lease of property located at 5320 South Rainbow Boulevard, Suite 250, UNLV School of Medicine. I'm very excited, as I normally have to recuse and abstain on any medical school property issues because they're in the medical district, and this one is not.
Welcome,
President Miana.
Marta Miana for the record. So with this agenda item, we're requesting approval on behalf of the UNLV School of Medicine to enter into a 10-year lease with Spring Valley Medical Properties for a property located at 5320 South Rainbow Boulevard. The lease would grant the faculty practice plan, also known as UNLV Medicine, the ability to occupy 10,768 square feet. So what we have now is we have two ENT clinics that are small. One's on Tenaya Way. One is somewhere else on Rainbow. And we want to lease a space which amounts to over 3,000 square feet more than these two combined small clinics in the medical center that's attached to Spring Valley. And there is a mistake in some of the materials. It says Southern Hills Hospital. It's Spring Valley Hospital for the record. What this would amount to is an increase in space. We could increase the number of exam rooms. Instead of having two separate locations, we would have shared services, shared knowledge, and an ability to increase our revenue. In the last couple of months, the ENT clinics are in the black. If you compare what the cost of this lease would be compared to the two leases now, it amounts to a little over $100,000 more annually, when in fact the square foot cost is less. We are seeking approval for that lease.
Any questions from the Regents? Okay. It seems like a great idea. One concern is you've now got spots in two different places where the people that are going up to Tenaya may not want to trek all the way down to Spring Valley Hospital. I was as you were saying Spring Valley, I was like, didn't I read Southern Hills?
So, I know, that was a mistake.
No, it's fine. Yeah. But I'm not the expert on this stuff, and it looks like the lease is roughly the same price for, I mean, at least $100,000 more for significantly more space. I'm in favor of it. It seems like a good plan. So,
an added advantage is that we have a sports medicine clinic in that location, so I think it would be a nice confluence of services.
Perfect. Having no questions, do we have anyone have an appetite to make a motion?
I do.
Got a motion from Regent Del Carlo, a second from Regent McMichael. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Now, wow, this has been, Regent Page had mentioned that he was going to have to be late because he had a call he had to make, and I said, well, you're probably going to miss the meeting, but I didn't think it was going to be done in 15 minutes. We are really efficient in this committee, but it was a very light agenda, so we've got new business. Do we have any new business from anyone on the committee? None. We'll go back to public comment. Since we have nobody calling in from elsewhere, do we have any public comment here in Henderson, Nevada? We have none. So we're going to adjourn.